Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that it is officially launching the ability for developers to sell Mac and iOS apps as a single purchase. Apple first detailed these plans back in February, teasing that the functionality would roll out sometime in March to developers. Apple has also launched a new explainer page on its developer website where app developers can go to learn more about the process of offering universal purchases between Mac, iPhone, and iPad. But in addition to apps themselves, in-app purchases can also now be shared across iOS and Mac for the first time. So this means that a user can buy an in-app purchase on their iPhone and access it from their Mac and vice versa. Apple's goal here is clearly to promote more adoption of the Mac Catalyst platform, which allows developers to more easily bring iPad apps to the Mac. But one important thing to note is that despite Apple's announcement, there aren't yet any applications that offer support for universal purchases between Mac and iOS. This is because Apple has yet to make the Xcode 11.4 GM available to developers, but that could change as soon as later today, so stay tuned. And also for developers, Apple has announced that the App Store will debut in 20 new countries starting next month. We've got the full list of new countries at the link in the show notes below. 9to5 Mac reported exclusively in February that Apple is developing a new car key feature that will let drivers replace physical key fobs with their iPhone. New evidence in iOS 14 code obtained by 9to5 Mac reveals that Apple is initially working with BMW to be the first car maker to support the futuristic iPhone feature. The work between Apple and BMW is also part of the Car Connectivity Consortium, responsible for standardizing a new digital key feature between cars and connected devices. Apple's involvement with the CCC was first publicly referenced in 2018, and the car key functionality appears to stem from that. 9to5 Mac expects car key to work for locking, unlocking, and starting cars using your iPhone in place of a physical car key or key fob. Your virtual car keys will be managed in Apple's Wallet app and work with an option for authenticating without a passcode or Face ID for a faster experience. And you'll also be able to share these virtual car keys with other people through iMessage. For example, BMW drivers could unlock and start their car with wireless CarPlay automatically initiated, all without taking their iPhone out of their pocket. Apple working closely with BMW for this digital key feature is no surprise. BMW is also the first car maker to adopt wireless CarPlay. But that's not to say Apple isn't also working with other car makers to support car key. The rollout is likely to be similar to CarPlay, where other car makers come on board as the technology progresses and the hardware becomes cheaper. The ultra-wideband chip in the latest iPhones could also play a role. For instance, the CCC explains that ultra-wideband chips can offer anti-theft protection and enable precise localization between the iPhone and a vehicle. So ultimately, what separates the work between Apple and BMW is the integration with iOS. Car makers like Tesla have already turned to the iPhone to serve as a key for a car. But what Apple is doing is allowing CarKey to integrate deeply into the iPhone experience. Again, this includes things like sharing car keys via iMessage and being able to control your car directly from your Apple Watch. We don't yet know when CarKey will become publicly available. There's quite a bit of evidence within iOS 13.4 of the feature's development, but Apple could save the public release for iOS 14. We'll just have to wait and find out. Following MacBook Air reviews hitting the web last week, today brings early reviews of the 2020 iPad Pro. Across the board, reviewers seem to agree that this is clearly a refresh of the 2018 iPad Pro, which still more than holds its ground over a year later. The new iPad Pro is powered by the A12Z Bionic processor, and early benchmarks show that performance is only ever so slightly improved over the A12X processor used in the 2018 iPad Pro. We didn't necessarily expect a huge upgrade in performance, especially since Apple didn't jump to the A13 chip for this year's iPad Pro. But even with the marginal improvement over the 2018 model, Benchmarks performed by Jason Snell at Six Colors show that the 2020 iPad Pro is still more than capable of outperforming even the new MacBook Air. The 2020 iPad Pro does feature an additional GPU core as well as enhanced thermal architecture, but the full benefit of these improvements remains to be seen, as most applications aren't yet optimized to take advantage of the changes. One of the other major changes with this year's iPad Pro is the new LiDAR scanner on the back, but Matthew Panzerino at TechCrunch pointed out in his review that he was unable to really put the new LiDAR scanner to the test because no applications are available to take advantage of the new AR capabilities. And unfortunately, it appears that none of the early reviewers were given access to the Magic Keyboard with trackpad to try out. But of course, iPadOS 13.4, which will be available to the public today, allows you to use any trackpad with your iPad. So The Verge tried out iPadOS 13.4 with Apple's Magic Trackpad, offering quite a bit of praise for how Apple has integrated trackpad support throughout the operating system. Specifically, The Verge said that trackpad support feels very natural, thanks in large part to the support for gestures, allowing you to access things like Notification Center and multitasking. So the consensus across the board appears to be this. The 2020 iPad Pro is very much an iterative refresh over the 2018 model, with minor performance improvements and an enhanced camera system. The LiDAR scanner certainly has the potential to be one of the biggest new features, but we just have to wait and see what Apple and third-party developers do to take advantage of it. And on the flip side, the Magic Keyboard with Trackpad accessory is expected to be one of the more transformative iPad enhancements this year, but it won't be available until May. And you also don't even have to upgrade to the 2020 iPad Pro to reap those benefits. Instead, the Magic Keyboard with Trackpad is backwards compatible with the 2018 iPad Pro as well. You can read our full review roundup at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.